Welcome to BallBB.com, your personal football cheerleader and the latest football news website. Inside Man United's new state-of-the-art £50 million training ground. Smart urinals to test hydration, a paddle court requested by players and underwater treadmills. Cristiano Ronaldo sounded the alarm in his final bombshell interview as a Manchester United player, and less than 3 years later the club has heeded the call, unveiling a completely revamped training center on Friday. And Diogo Dalot believes that his Portugal teammate and former club companion would be happy with the results. He might even send Ronaldo pictures of the £50 million, $67 million, makeover, which United firmly believe has brought them into line with their main rivals, if he asks to see it. I'm sure he would love it if he would be able to see it. But overall, I think the message was clear that this club deserved even more, Dalot told reporters at the opening of the renovated training facility at Carrington. We've been waiting for a long time at the club, so all credit to Sir Jim and his team. I think they did an unbelievable job, and I think finally we're getting to a level where this club deserves, and now it's up to us to, on the pitch, also match that standard. United's players spent last season training at the women's and academy facilities while work was completed on their building, but the project was completed on budget and on time, more than a week before the new campaign. Sir Jim Ratcliffe cut the ribbon to open the new facility in a ceremony attended by the whole squad and coaching staff. Sir Alex Ferguson was also there, and he unveiled a plaque to the late Kath Phipps, the club's receptionist who served United for 55 years, and in the words of the legendary manager, this was her life, every day. As well as honoring the club's past, this was about taking the club into the future. Ratcliffe said, "This is one of the most recognized brands in the world. It stands shoulder to shoulder with Coca-Cola and Apple. The club has to compete at the highest level that is appropriate to the size and history of the club. While a world-class training facility won't take us to that position alone, it is one of the key ingredients in the modern facility. Now we have one. The facility has been carefully designed to take United back to being the elite club they were when Carrington opened in 2000, the year after the Red Devils won the treble." In the words of Dalot, "What I like the most is now there's going to be no excuses. And BALLGM has taken a tour of the building, getting an inside view of how players and staff will benefit from the new facilities. And here are the things that stood out the most." Cristiano Ronaldo sounded the alarm in his final bombshell interview as a Manchester United player, and less than 3 years later the club has heeded the call, unveiling a completely revamped training center on Friday. And Diogo Dalot believes that his Portugal teammate and former club companion would be happy with the results. He might even send Ronaldo pictures of the £50 million, $67 million, makeover, which United firmly believe has brought them into line with their main rivals, if he asks to see it. I'm sure he would love it if he would be able to see it. But overall, I think the message was clear that this club deserved even more, Dalot told reporters at the opening of the renovated training facility at Carrington. We've been waiting for a long time at the club, so all credit to Sir Jim and his team. I think they did an unbelievable job, and I think finally we're getting to a level where this club deserves, and now it's up to us to, on the pitch, also match that standard. United's players spent last season training at the women's and academy facilities while work was completed on their building, but the project was completed on budget and on time, more than a week before the new campaign. Sir Jim Ratcliffe cut the ribbon to open the new facility in a ceremony attended by the whole squad and coaching staff. Sir Alex Ferguson was also there, and he unveiled a plaque to the late Kath Phipps, the club's receptionist who served United for 55 years, and in the words of the legendary manager, this was her life, every day. As well as honoring the club's past, this was about taking the club into the future. Ratcliffe said, "This is one of the most recognized brands in the world. It stands shoulder to shoulder with Coca-Cola and Apple. The club has to compete at the highest level that is appropriate to the size and history of the club. While a world-class training facility won't take us to that position alone, it is one of the key ingredients in the modern facility. Now we have one. The facility has been carefully designed to take United back to being the elite club they were when Carrington opened in 2000, the year after the Red Devils won the treble. In the words of Dalit, "What I like the most is now there's going to be no excuses." And BALLGM has taken a tour of the building, getting an inside view of how players and staff will benefit from the new facilities. And here are the things that stood out the most. One of the most important areas in the revamped facility is the first team changing room. It is roomier than before, and each player has a digital screen in their allotted space showing the agenda for the week. There is more natural light than before, while there is also a private space within the changing room for players to take calls. Alejandro Garnacho and Anthony still have spaces in the changing room despite being up for sale and not currently training with the squad. So too does Jadon Sancho, although he does not have a squad number. The bathrooms within the changing rooms are no usual bathrooms. They contain smart urinals, which can measure whether a player is dehydrated and tell them how much liquid to intake to get back to ideal hydration levels. There is also a separate changing room for players who are based at the academy but training with the first team and trying to break into Ruben Amorim's side. The likes of Diego Leon, Chido Obi and Sekou Kone will be making use of it until they establish themselves in the team. A lot of United players have spent significant periods of time recovering from injury recently, with Mason Mount missing big chunks of the campaign and Lisandro Martinez's season being ended in February with a serious knee injury. Andre Onana got injured in the first week of preseason training, although he should be able to face Arsenal on the opening weekend. The good news is that injured players will be able to use vastly improved facilities and a much more welcoming space to nurse their ailments and get back to action. The previous medical room at Carrington has been described as a dungeon, but the new area is far brighter, which is designed to improve wellness and help players recover on a psychological level. The medical room is located opposite the training pitches. This is to encourage injured players to get back to action soon, although if the sight of watching their teammates train in front of them is too much, they can pull down the blinds. Many injured players have tended to conduct their recovery away from the club, often abroad. But the club now hope that the improved facilities will encourage stricken players to get back to full fitness at Carrington. The players were asked their opinions on what they wanted at the facility, and they all decided to petition for a paddle court. Many players, in particular Dalit, are keen paddle players, as is Amorim and several of his coaches. The court has not yet been built, but once it is finished, players will be more likely to want to stay at the training ground after their usual sessions are finished. The players' lounge is a wide open space facing the training pitches, which can be viewed from an outside balcony when the weather is nice, as well as through the giant windows. A huge dining area is the main feature of the players' area, but there is also a barbershop and a Formula One simulator. The idea is for the players to feel comfortable around the training ground, so they want to remain there and bond as a team. Dalit explained, "Ultimately, we're talking about our second home, which is where we spend the most time after our personal homes with our families. So I think you should be able to feel good once you come in. I think these facilities right now are exactly what we thought it would be and even better." Dalit, incidentally, was the first player to make use of the barbershop to get a fresh trim. When United started work on revamping the facility at the beginning of last season, they expected to be competing in the Champions League the following year. And they would have retained that hope right until the end of May, until the team were defeated by Tottenham in the Europa League final. The new press room was built to comply with UEFA standards, offering a minimum of 80 seats. It is far roomier and modern than the previous space in the Jimmy Murphy Center, which journalists would cram into and where a seat was far from guaranteed. United will not need to comply with Champions League standards this season, or indeed requirements for any UEFA competition, but at least they know that when they do return to playing in Europe, the media area will be up to scratch. United have barely touched their exercise area and gym, as it was already deemed state-of-the-art, but they have made some tweaks, such as installing their data scientists inside it so they can monitor players' fitness levels while they train. The rest of the area dedicated to fitness and recovery is completely revamped. Players can make use of an altitude training chamber where they can increase or decrease oxygen levels to simulate different altitudes. This can benefit players aiming to reach a certain level of endurance, perhaps to cope with Amorim's intense pressing regime, or to help those on the road back to fitness. The swimming pool area, which Ronaldo particularly lamented, has also had a facelift. There is a new steam and sauna area and an underwater treadmill to stimulate recovery after training and matches.